And now it's time for sports. Sports in the age of coronavirus, bubbles, testing, quarantines, and just enough time for a little game now and then. Howard Bryant of ESPN joins us. Thanks very much for being with us, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, my friend. 24 NHL teams locked down in Edmonton and Toronto for playoffs. Today it's Knights versus Avalanche, Flyers versus Lightning. How do you social distance running a player into the board?
And also having all kinds of scrums of as we've seen. It's actually, I've really enjoyed this. I think with the WNBA, we've seen the bubble working. With the NBA, we've seen the bubble working. And now with hockey, we're seeing the playoff bubble working. And it's been sort of fascinating to look at the teams that are ready, the teams that aren't ready. And you look at the records, whether you have Montreal playing Pittsburgh, and Montreal was a terrible team this year. They were 31-40-9, and yet they beat Pittsburgh yesterday to advance, which is sort of fascinating watching them simply because they weren't really that great. And then you also saw the same thing happen with the Blackhawks, with your Blackhawks, another 12 seed beating Edmonton yesterday. And so
here come the Hawks.
Yeah, so you're finding out here that it really has nothing to do. This bubble pandemic playoff hockey has very little to do with the regular season. But who's ready? Which teams can play without fans? Which teams are able to adjust? Which teams were actually in shape? How many guys were actually sitting on the couch? Or how many guys really mentally didn't think the game was coming back? And so when you're watching this, it's going to make for a really interesting postseason. And maybe these defensive teams that aren't as skilled like Montreal, maybe because they play a more grinding sort of speed, grinding defensive game, maybe they're better equipped to play this weird sort of summer hockey that we're seeing. But it's been nice to watch live action.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about Major League Baseball, which is seeing a flurry of coronavirus cases and had to cancel games. That being noted, is Major League Baseball test driving some of the rule changes they've made for this season? You know, the seven-inning games for doubleheaders, runners on second and extra
100%,
innings.
Scott. 100%. Yeah. I have taken the position that every test balloon you're seeing right now in baseball is something they want to implement long term. You couldn't have interleague every single day playing under two sets of rules. So boy, now the DH is gone. You have it in both leagues. You have baseball for the last 3 years has been going back and forth about attention span and screen swiping and the whole thing. And they've been talking about pace of game and pace and time of game. So suddenly now you've got seven-inning games. I really believe, Scott, in 10 years or less, you're going to see the seven-inning game be the norm. And the extra-inning man on second base, I think, is going to become the norm. I think that when you're watching pandemic baseball, all these changes you're seeing, they are not going to be temporary, including robot umps in the future. I think everything you're seeing now is something that they want for the future.
And it's okay to kick dirt on a robot ump, right? Howard Bryant of ESPN, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.